My Healing Hands. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My Healing Hands. What are my healing hands? Are my healing hands hands that I can put on another person and bring about health within their life and their affairs? Are my healing hands the hands of a medical doctor, for instance, that I go into a patient and I touch his forehead or I touch his wrist and I say, there, there, all is in divine order. And the confidence that I have in myself, the confidence that I have in my art, I transmit to my patient and I say to the patient, all is in divine order, all is okay. And the patient feels that healing quality. Now, what is that healing quality? Are my hands truly healing hands? Do I have the ability to lay my hands on another person, or even myself, and bring about wholeness, and bring about balance and harmony? To a degree, the answer might be yes, but only to a degree. Because within each one of us, our original purity and integrity dwells, and that is our wholeness. That wholeness has never left us. That wholeness cannot return. That wholeness cannot go away. That wholeness is always there, and it is always 100% present in everyone. What a person does with their loving, healing consciousness is to go into the presence of a person who has an illness or who has a need and to say to them, you are wonderful. You are beautiful. Right now, I see you whole and perfect. Right now, I see you return to your original purity and integrity. I see all that is good. Now, the confidence that you have in the person making those remarks is a sort of a helpful consciousness. But it can be the same consciousness with if the doctor or a friend or anybody came in and says, oh, you look terrible. Oh my gosh, you look like death warmed over. You're really bad, 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 bad. And what would that do? Would that help us build up our positive attitude of wholeness about ourselves? Or would it help us to tear down or add to the belittling attitude of health that we have about ourselves? It's all a matter of what is going on in us. My healing hands are only healing to the degree that I see your original purity and integrity. It doesn't make anything change in you or in me. It only means that I wake up to the reality that the healing is already there. The wholeness is already there. The perfection is already there. The divine is already there. And how wonderful that is. And as I do that, I demonstrate that in my life. I demonstrate that in my affairs. I demonstrate that in all that I am. Now, if any of us have the timidity to think that we have healing hands, we best be very careful. Because people will depend on us. The master teacher always said, it is done unto you according to your belief. If you believe that another can have healing hands to bless you and help you, well, then you're putting your confidence there. And the other can have equally deleterious effects upon you as you feel they are not blessing you and not healing you. You have to call them up on the phone. You have to call them up and tell them, hey, treat for me, bless me, help me, see me whole and perfect. And, of course, the person you're talking to says, very good. You wish to be whole and perfect, which is your natural state. I see it done now. But it's up to you to see it done now also, for it to be effective. For healing hands cannot be healing hands if they are not received. if you put healing hands, so to speak, on an inanimate object, the inanimate object presumably is not going to respond to those healing hands. If you put healing hands on a baby and you bless that baby with your wholeness and with its wholeness and perfection, if that baby does not really believe you, if it knows that you are false, it knows that it is not whole and perfect, it will not respond. But if you and your unconditional love, if you and your universal consciousness of oneness, recognizing the wholeness in whomever you're dealing with, if you can do that, then you're raising their thought level, their attitude, out of the degradation of ill health into the wholeness that they already are. If we can help people to recognize that they are whole and perfect right now, if we can help them to recognize that nothing on the outer can do anything for them, it's all on the inner, not to believe that we're here on the outer loving them and caring for them, but on the inner, they put the cause in motion to enjoy that wholeness right now. It's not a matter of something that will happen later or something that will happen at another time, but it's happening right now. It is done right now. Be careful if you go around feeling that you have healing hands because someone said, oh, it feels so good when you touched me. It feels so good when you put your hand on my forehead. Oh, I feel the healing quality of your hands. They're feeling the healing quality of themselves. But the thing is, if you go away from them and you do not touch them, if you hang up the phone and you are not talking to them, then that healing quality may disappear. That healing quality may disappear because they believed in the outer. They believed in your healing hands. They believed in your voice, your word on the phone. And you want them to believe in the divine within them because that is where the healing is. That's where the reality is. That's who you are and who I am and what all is. We want to return to our original purity and integrity. And our original purity and integrity is not outside of us. It's inside of us. And if we want our original purity and integrity to be demonstrated, to be revealed, to be fulfilled, to be expressed in our life, then it's up to us to get busy and do something about it. It's up to us to recognize, number one, it is inside. It is our original purity and integrity. It's us always. It's always there. It's within us, and it never was taken away. It never was removed. It's just that we hadn't put our attention on it for some time. And as we put our attention on it, as we train ourselves moment by moment to put our attention on our original purity and integrity, we draw it forth from our inner self, and it expresses itself in our life and affairs, and we are wonderful. Oh, we are so happy. We are so joyous. But it's up to us. My healing hands are for healing me. And when I run my hands over my body and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I like you, I like me, I like me, my body and my hands unite in a joyous dance of love, and wholeness is revealed to me. But I'm doing it to myself, and I'm doing it for myself, and I'm doing it on myself. And it's not my hands that are doing it. My hands are merely reminding me that I am wonderful. My hands are merely reminding me that all is good and very good. My hands are reminding me that I am a love. A mother's caring hands, a father's caring touch, all these things are lovely things for children to experience. But it only allows them to know what it feels like to have that goodness within themselves. For the father's touch on a child, lovingly, gently, filled with unconditional love, makes the child feel good. And the child could not feel good if it were not intrinsically, intuitively good itself. But it is good itself, and that's why it can feel good when a father draws this out of it, or a mother draws this out, or a doctor draws it out, or a friend draws it out. We always return to our original purity and integrity, and the healing hand only helps us remember that. Today you can put into motion a cause for yourself that you have healing hands, and they remember and remind you to return to your original purity and integrity. They remember that original purity and integrity, and they know how good it feels and how wonderful it is and how magnificent it is. And as they do this, that wholeness, that perfection, that delight is there. Let your healing hands heal yourself. And to heal means to bring forth out of your inner self the reality of who and what you are, your divine being. And let's all do that today, because even people who are perfect in every way can polish their diamond. And as they stroke their diamond and polish their diamond and tell their diamond how much they love that inner beingness, it radiates outwardly from within. For all things, all healing is within. Make this your within experience. And as you make this your within experience, remember, it is done now. And it is done by you for yourself. The healing hand only reminds you that it's been there all the while. Accept this now for yourself and know that you are wonderful. Because I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I never forget to say it about myself. I say it about you all the time. But I say it about me all the time. You join me in this affirmation of truth and experience of wholeness now and always. And know that it is done now.